Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on your radio, 94.1, the free Odyssey app, and streaming live on YouTube. Hello, YouTube folks. Phillies baseball back on WIP tonight. 8:10 first pitch against the Houston Astros. Wheeler on the mound for the Phils. You will have Fritz at 6, and then an extended leading off with one Jack Fritz after the show today.
So much leading off.
Oh my God, yeah. So much leading
off. We did around the horn last night. Buzz named Jose Altuve. Like, come on. Have some respect for the game.
Wow, he can't even name Altuve?
Well, it's just a chalk answer. Oh. Come on, man. You can't go Jose Altuve.
You just did around the you and Buzz?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Still, you know, around the horn's my bit.
Yeah, well, it's also a show.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Was that part of the show?
Who stole whose bit?
Okay. All right.
A lot of bit stealing.
All right. Let's go.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So, it happens because I no longer am able to park in the garage here, so I have to.
There it is. Thing. Yep. That's your. That's your Jalen Carter sack on Matt Stafford.
Yep.
How long does it take for Jack to mention he doesn't park in the garage?
So I park like what five, ten minutes away. Sometimes it's. I used to be able to park here. I knew I'd be able to get to the bathroom in time. Now I'm a little further away. It's kind of a sprint, but you also can't sprint too much because. You never know, it might slip
too
out.
Too much movement.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
So, given that this situation has happened a couple times recently, I have the things that move the slowest when you have to go to the bathroom. Okay. Those could be one or two.
Yeah, now, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Because one, you know, it feels like you could hold it forever if there's nothing in your way.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it becomes urgent when all of a sudden you realize you're not going to get there as quickly as you're going to get there.
Exactly. Yeah. And for as thought-provoking as yesterday's was on the top five, this is right back in its roots.
Dumbing it right back down.
Just like the Pablo Torre conversation.
Yep.
So number five is the clock. Now, this is usually when you're in high school or college. There's like 5 minutes left in class. Probably too late to raise your hand to go to the bathroom or wherever you guys did it back in the day.
Yeah.
So you just got to sit there and it just feels like it's never moving. It's just stuck. And especially like, cause the digital clocks make it worse cause you don't even know where the clock hand is.
How close you are to the next minute.
At least on the analog clock, you can see the stupid thing slowly moving. Clock moves incredibly slow when you have to go to the bathroom.
See, I have one in my head that I think is related to clock, but I don't know if it's going to be on your list, so okay. I'm not going to mention it.
Thank you. Yeah. Number four is a traffic light.
Oh,
for sure.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
The red light, it's never going to change.
Do you scream at it?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, the rage comes out.
Yes.
In these kind of situations.
How long does this have to be red?
Well, then you start, if it's just you, right, then you go over the line and back. Over the line and back.
To try to trigger it.
Exactly, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Does that work?
Yeah, I'm surprised you know that trick.
Well, some are on
a sensor.
I think
my dad taught me that
trick. Yeah, some of them have sensors.
Yeah, some are on a sensor, some are on a timer.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, the one on a timer, you're out of
luck. You're wasting time, yes.
Yeah.
SOL.
Yeah.
The third is human beings, obviously. Whether it's a line, they're taking forever in the line, you're standing in the back of the line.
Yep.
It seems like everyone's just having a jolly old time.
Well, dude, a line to get in a bathroom when you have to go to the bathroom. Never more have I screamed, "What is he doing in there?"
I know.
You know? Like, I think he's doing something untoward.
I know.
You know.
And then there's so many times, and I don't ever want to, like, disrupt someone else's time. You
no,
know?
Of course
I'm
not.
I'm not a confrontational guy.
Of course not.
It's the only time I'm ever just like, "Would you mind if I just went in front of you?" Like,
have you done that before?
No, I always think about it, though. I'm like, I don't want to be that guy.
Right.
Because I'm sure they have to go to the bathroom, too. But it's like you don't understand. I really got to go to the bathroom. But also, while you're walking, sometimes you're walking around. And it seems like people are getting in your way. So
yes.
Then you got to move out of the way like you're a running back. Like, you turn into a running back trying to hit a hole.
You know, every once in a while, when I'm walking on the sidewalk, and I am trying to pass somebody for this reason only, doesn't it seem as if they have a sensor that you're behind them and almost move
yes.
to stay? Like, is it? I always
it's
wonder.
Like, it's like pocket awareness for a quarterback.
Yes. It's like there's a subconscious thing that makes them not want to pass you, even though they don't know that you're there.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. And they get real cocky about it, too. I think they're smirking, but they're probably not smirking.
They're probably not smirking.
They're probably
just walking. Yeah.
Second is things that move the slowest when you have to go to the bathroom is cars. Now, it's different than traffic, like, because cars, I feel like most people roll stop signs. When you have to go to the bathroom.
Not me.
Not most people?
No.
Okay. Well, I roll stop signs.
I wait for the jolt. If you don't feel that little jolt thing when you stop, you haven't stopped.
Okay.
You know? I don't know if you learned that when you were learning to drive.
It's all eye test when it comes to stop signs, in my opinion. But it seems like when you have to go to the bathroom, people are making full stops. Like, they're doing the whole, like, STOP when you stop at this, you know, where you're supposed to spell it out. That's how long you're supposed to stop. They drive slower.
Never heard that.
No, I never heard that.
Really?
Either. Yeah.
So, yeah, the old adage is if you can spell STOP, that means that you've come to a full stop stop sign.
Yeah, cars are, I mean, in every way, at a stop sign on the highway. This is when we get into the left lane situation,
uh-huh.
when people are not passing.
Oh, yeah.
When people are not merging.
Right.
Also, you know, boy, the number of people that fall asleep in Philadelphia at the traffic light when it turns green and they're just sitting there.
Go! On the phone. You know they're on the phone.
Yep. They're looking at their phone. Stop looking at your phone!
Sometimes
they should be dialed into the traffic light.
And up, I'm guilty of it sometimes. But because I'm like you, it's so irritating to me. I'm trying to make sure that I'm not.
Dialed in.
Yes.
The worst is if you have to make a left. And
yes.
you're in the left, and the person in front of you has an opportunity to make a left, and they don't make a left. What are you waiting for? Even when they don't. Okay, last thing. When you want them to make a left, if you're making a left somewhere and you have a green light, you pull into the middle of the intersection to make a left. You don't wait all the way back at the end of the lane. You pull in, and you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
When they're not doing that, I'm wondering what they're doing. And if you got to go number one or number two, that's an emergency situation.
Oh, man, I hate it.
It's so slow.
I hate it.
It's so slow.
Yeah.
Person in front of you, not moving.
Oh, my God.
Now, I will say, how long do you give until you honk?
Oh, it's free. My uncle Eric taught me. You should honk whenever you want. It's free. Doesn't cost you anything.
It could cost you something, though, if you honk too fast.
Well, you gotta get. There's a couple of kinds of honks.
If you honk immediately when it turns green and you haven't gone yet, I that's when the fisticuffs have to happen.
There's a honk you can give them that it's a, hey, I just want to let you know.
Yeah,
it's the
beep, beep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not beep.
Yeah, you do the lay on the horn thing, and that's when it's
problem.
Trouble.
Yeah.
Yes.
See, and my theory for a while, I've got two theories on cars. One, there should be two different horns. Like one that's a friendly horn, like a Conklin horn or whatever. And then one's
like a clown horn.
Yeah, but maybe not a clown horn, but more a friendly horn.
Yeah.
Yeah, like there's a friendly horn, then there's the a-hole horn.
Yeah.
There should be two different horns. And I think there should be two different brake lights. Like one that's dark red means I'm slamming on the brakes. And one that's maybe a little pink. It's a little slowdown.
That seems dangerous. Yeah. Your stop sign
yeah.
thing.
And
stop
we're asking somebody things. To read that. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Is that red or pink?
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was pink. I didn't think he was slamming yeah. on the brakes.
You don't think that one gets
that
bad?
That has disaster written all
yeah,
over
that
it.
Yeah, that sounds right like one of your worst ideas.
But the number one thing that moves the slowest when you have to go to the bathroom, and it is unbelievable. It's the elevator.
Elevator. I knew it was.
Yep. It's always the elevator. You're slamming the button. Close. Yep. And like I'm worried you don't want to move too much because then the elevator might get stuck. But I'm moving. You know, like I'll get stuck in that elevator. Whatever. The elevator seems to take an eternity when you have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I agree with that.
The one that I had on my list that you didn't have, and I know you don't go to the movies anymore, but for me, when I go to the movies, I always get a big, giant diet soda. I love drinking big, giant diet soda in the movies. But what happens is, I'm getting older. I can't hold it in the way that I used to hold it in. But I'm doing the math of, like, when in the movie do I think this is? Because I don't want to miss 4 minutes of the movie to go to the bathroom. I want to wait until the very, very end. So what I'm trying to figure out is, this isn't a slow thing. It's a how long is the movie? You know, do I have to leave? I had to leave 28 years later on Friday night because the soda was too big. I drank it too quickly. Middle of the movie, I had to go pee-pee.
Of course.
Yeah.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
Not pee-pee.
Yeah. Not pee-pee.
Not pee-pee.
Oh, this hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Their big summer sale. No money down up to 18 months to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Herb in the Northeast, who is on with us now. You're on WIP. What's up, Herb?
What's happening? I haven't talked to you for about a week or whatever, but tonight's the big night. Maybe the Sixers. What do we know? What do we know about Embiid? He's not going to play, right?
We don't know that.
That's what I'm saying, okay? We don't know. They're keeping it a secret or something.
Yeah, I don't think they know. Yeah.
We don't know if he's going to be there September, October, November, or December.
Correct. After December.
Yeah.
We got to have plan number two ready.
Okay.
So I say we take at the number three pick.
Oh, boy.
7'1".
Yep.
From Creighton.
Yeah.
Ryan Calbrenner. He's been the last 2 years he's been on the first team Big East player. And he's got a lot of different
third pick in the NBA draft, you want them to take
projected as the 28th pick in the draft.
He stinks, Herb.
Okay.
He stinks.
Well, he can play. I don't know if he stinks, dude. I mean, I've seen him play for 4 years. I don't know what you were watching, but he can play.
Ooh, you heard him.
Wow.
Herb, he's a 7'1" center that's 28 years old.
No, he's not 28, is he?
No, he's close.
That's what Jack does.
Who else is out there that can play center, okay, for Embiid that they ain't got? Do they have any players right now on their roster?
Yeah, Dembona.
Yeah, him. But, I mean, other than him, okay, who do they got? They ain't got nobody.
Andre Drummond.
Andre Drummond.
That's true.
He didn't play either last year.
Yeah, well, they sat him on purpose. Yeah.
Yeah,
he did play, though. Yeah.
All right, well.
So you want them to take a Creighton center who is projected to go maybe even in the second round with the third pick overall? That seems aggressive.
Whatever.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Don't get mopey with me.
Is there any other centers that are projected?
Yes.
Is there any other centers?
Yes, the Duke center, Malawach, is projected to go in the top 10.
Where's he from?
Duke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And how tall is he? 7 foot?
9 feet tall.
6'9"?
No, he's 9 feet.
Yeah, well, okay, whatever.
Do you think that's too tall? Do you think 9 feet's too tall for an NBA player?
9 foot tall.
Yeah, he get his head on the rim if he jumps. He's got to be careful. That's the worry.
All I know is this pick better be right, man. They better not screw this pick up.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep. Don't think they're going to take the Creighton guy.
We don't need no guards. We got plenty of guards that can play.
We've only got three of them.
We got plenty of guards. We don't need no more guards.
We've only got three guards, and really only two.
We need a power forward. That's what we need.
Okay. All right.
It's either power forward or another center.
Okay. All right. And who are all their guards, just out of curiosity?
I don't have their roster in front of me. All right. Yes.
That's actually rude of me to ask.
That are guards. They brought guys up from the Delaware team, and they played real good last year.
Yeah.
And they played real good.
How many ladies did you spend time with when you were in Columbia?
A couple.
Couple three? Couple four? Couple two?
Two.
Okay.
Two.
All right. And have you maintained a relationship with them?
No.
Nah, there you go.
Hit it and quit it.
I'm going back to Costa Rica next year.
Right. Hell yeah.
Yep. I get back there.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to go see my old lady down in there.
Wow.
I'm sure she'll
appreciate it. Wait, what?
You got a girlfriend, Herb?
There's a girl I know down there.
Well, you refer to her as your old lady, which means you guys are an item.
I agree. Somebody sent you some pictures. I just left the gym. Eddie Gus.
The hell?
That's one way to change the conversation. Who sent me some pictures, Herb?
Eddie Gus.
That sounds like a guy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah, he knows you.
Eddie knows you. Yeah, you would know him. Yeah.
Ooh. I heard he just told me something about he's going out with Pete this weekend or something.
Pete Cherokee?
Yeah, and he said, and then there's something.
Can we give Pete your phone number? Pete was asking about you. Can we give him your phone number?
Of course.
Okay. All right. Just making sure. All right.
Yeah.
Where are you going? Oh. Yeah. I drove the Flyers on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Who do you think they're going to take? They have the 6th pick in the draft on Friday. Any ideas of who they should take?
They're going to have a good team this year. You watch.
The playoffs?
They're going to make the playoffs this year.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. You trust Briere and Jonesy in there?
Yep. I got a new thing that I got this new plan, and I'm going to have a talk with Briere about it.
Oh.
I already talked to Briere's son today and told him they all like it. And a lot.
Where'd you talk to Briere's son at?
Yeah, where was that?
Down at the well. He works down at Wells Fargo.
Okay, all right. And what's the plan?
You'll hear, you'll see it, man. You'll be, not be down there at Voorhees talking with Keith Jones and it's about staying in shape,
okay,
working out, in between games, in between when you're on the road, in between games. You'll see, you'll hear about
it. And you're the expert on that.
It's a new thing now. New, we ain't going to put these guys on the ice constantly and all. When they don't go on the ice when the day of the game, they can go on the ice. If they want to go in the morning and go around or whatever, fine. But the day off is their day off, and we're going to put them in a special physical exercising 2-3 times a week. They're going to go in the cold pool, the hot tub, stuff I told Ike Reese about. He knows.
That's a great idea.
Yep. Yep.
Do that.
I know that. I know all that stuff you got to do. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Too much ice. We need these guys to relax.
Too much ice.
And on game day,
yeah.
Offense.
Yeah.
I want to see this team put up.
But they need a goalie. Goals. They need a goalie, Herb. Where are they going to get a goalie? They need a goalie.
They'll find one. Don't worry.
All right.
You got all summer to look for a goalie.
Okay.
That case should be almost over, right?
What about Ed Belfour?
That case should be almost over, right?
Oh, no. That's not
Carter Hart.
That road.
I don't want to talk about Carter Hart.
Down that road.
Let me get this call. Let me see what this is.
Okay. Call us back. Put us on hold.
Yeah.
I put Herb on hold.
Yeah, we'll check back in with him.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Dude, that dude,
to take the
man.
Show off the rails.
No, I know.
That dude. Like they,
but he's
they,
so serious with the Briere, they're going to talk thing.
Yes.
Crazy.
He believes all of this stuff. And the crate thing. Okay, here's another thing that Herb does. Mm. We're like, hey, Herb, he's, you know, the guy in Creighton is like the 28th ranked player. Also, they already have two other centers. And he's like, well, fine then. Like, he gets all mopey and moody when you correct him on something.
Yeah. When you correct him.
Yes. Well, that's a good point.
You know, I'm starting to see a lot of similarities between OK Andrew and Herb.
Oh, you think Andrew is... I thought OK had an issue with you.
Well, yeah, I think that's a general running theme.
Yeah, but they're like under the radar prickly.
Yeah, under the radar. Yeah,
about their uninformed opinions.
Yeah, like they both don't really know what they're talking about at all.
Yeah. He's like,
man,
they got
two... listening to the show right now.
Well, Herb said they had too many guards. And I said, who? And he said, well, I don't have the roster in front of me.
There's three.
There's only three guards. By the way, only two of them are under contract. The only ones that are under contract are Tyrese Maxey and Jared McCain. They don't even have, what's his name?
The kid, Edwards.
No.
Or Grimes.
Grimes. Quentin Grimes not even under contract. Oh, my God.
I think Herb is on edge. He's on edge when you correct him on something. Yeah. He doesn't know if you're coming at him or...
Well, I like to keep Herb on his toes.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You'll just ask him something simple that has nothing to... And he gets on edge like, hold on, is that a trick question? Yeah.
How many ladies did you spend time with?
Well, you answered that quick.
You did. Dave in Collegeville. You're on WIP. What's up, Dave?
All right, I got one more thing I'd like to say about Ricky Bowe, okay? All right? It's Herb's brother, all right?
Herb's brother. Oh, wow.
Herb's brother, okay. Dave.
Wow.
Okay, I'm his brother, Dave, okay? All right, I got one more thing I want to say, all right? I think the Phillies are going to go all the way, all right?
I can't tell if you really like Herb or if you're mad about Herb.
I like Herb. I want to be like Herb. I don't really usually talk like this unless I just heard Herb.
Okay.
Okay.
Right, guys, I love the show, okay? All right, I love the show.
All right.
Appreciate it, brother.
All right, thank you,
Dave. I'll call you again, guys, all right?
Okay.
All right, okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. Before, go ahead.
No, hold on.
I know you have leading off and all that stuff, but have we seen a lineup from the Phillies yet or no?
Yeah.
Okay. No Bryce.
No Bryce. Okay. Confirmed. There's no Bryce in the lineup. I don't know why that's so confusing for everyone yesterday.
Oh yeah. Morning show was talking about
it. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It was very simple.
Because I was on the morning. They had me on to talk about the draft today, and they were like, hey, what's with Fritz yesterday making everybody think that Bryce was playing? And by the way, I stuck up for you real good this morning, just so we're
I heard. Yeah. Was it about the competition thing?
Well, first he was like, you know, Jack Fritz, who works for you. And I said, And I said,
does that mean he thinks that Seltzer works for him?
Well, that's, so I said, just to be clear, Jack works with me. He's co-host, producer. And I said, the hierarchy that you believe you have with your show does not really exist with our show. And then he brought up the Bryce thing, and I said, well, he just misunderstood for a second. But he was laying in on you with that. And then he brought up the competition, and I said, you would squash him in golf. I said, my only concerns in the competition are tennis.
Sure.
Because I don't think you've played tennis.
Since I was like eight.
Yeah. And I said, honestly, baseball, because I don't, I said, Joe, I don't think you're going to swing.
Well, apparently he said he's going to squat down and then not swing.
Yeah. He said he's going to squat like Ricky Henderson and Pete Rose.
Just trying to shrink his strike zone.
Shrink the strike zone.
Which is like, I mean, whatever. It's just embarrassing. But I know he's going to try to go for a walk.
Yeah, he will. He will. And it, to me, it's all about the first three pitches from you. If you're in the zone to start it, I think you're going to get confident and you're going to, he's going to be in trouble. I think if you throw two balls to start, I'm just a little worried.
Bro.
No balls.
Get the ball over the plate.
Yes.
I know. I heard
he's
that a lot.
He's not going to hit it.
Heard that a lot growing up.
He's just, not
just throw strikes.
Yeah, don't you guys just try to throw your hardest.
Yeah,
he's working, just trying to blow it by him.
He's working on a sweeper, yeah. I'm sure.
Yeah, just throw it over the plate. He's going to hit a ground ball, right? He has to get a base hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or is it just hitting the ball?
No, he has to get a base hit.
It's a base hit.
And we're going to have defenders out there.
Yeah.
Do I get to play shortstop?
No. Real defenders. Now,
hey,
maybe
listen, you want me at short.
I want you maybe in the outfield.
Why? The ball's not going out there.
Yeah, no. If it does, you can chase it down. You know, you do a little.
Yeah, can I play the outfield too?
I told you, I don't even need an outfield.
What defenders are you using while you're sitting there disrespecting my athletic ability?
I'm not disrespecting your athletic ability. Are. I think we're using the Plymouth White Marsh High School team.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, hell, okay. Then you got a good defensive team. I thought you had Buzz and Justin out there.
No, Buzz is the first base umpire.
Yes, okay.
And then we have a real.
And do you have a catcher?
In part. So I don't know if we have a catcher.
They
yet.
Mentioned Ben.
I'm not catching.
No, you're not catching.
Yeah. It's probably been a while since Ben.
I don't think Ben is getting down there either.
He said his knees are all right.
Oh, well, then Ben might be. Is he too tall?
He certainly had more.
To be a catcher.
He certainly is in better shape than I am.
Yeah.
Ben?
Yeah.
Yeah, he has a look about
believe
the same.
Me when I tell you. Yeah, he is. Yes, he is.
All right. 215-592-9494. We'll bring you home next. We'll see if Herb's still on hold. You never know. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fred.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.